From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There was an emotional reunion today on Capitol Hill as members of Congress shook hands with the Chinese dissident they helped to get out of prison. The man spent 5 years in jail before returning to his family in Boston over the weekend. Today he spoke publicly about his ordeal, and NPR's Michelle Kellerman was there.
Yang Zhenli had been banned from China because of the role he played in the Tiananmen Square democracy movement in 1989. So when he wanted to go witness labor unrest in 2002, the U.S. resident traveled to China on a false passport. Chinese authorities arrested him. He was convicted on espionage charges. 5 years later, after a lot of pressure from U.S. officials, Yang is back with his wife and family, as feisty as ever.
I'm here today, stronger than I have ever been, more determined than I ever thought possible, more convinced that the one-party system in China is fatally flawed.
Standing with members of Congress, his 12-year-old son, his wife, mother, and sister, Yang recounted his time in prison, saying the first couple of years were particularly difficult. He was forced to sit up straight 4 hours a day and went months without breathing fresh air or seeing sunlight. Later, though, he was moved to Beijing Prison Number 2 and had a bit more freedom.
I could talk to people, so I voluntarily offered to teach the inmates different courses like English, mathematics, economics, and the calligraphy, something like that. And the situation has changed a great lot.
A Harvard and UC Berkeley grad, Yang ended up serving his whole 5-year prison term, mainly on principle. He says Chinese authorities actually took him to the airport last year, planning to deport him, but Yang refused to go because he wanted assurances that he could return to China someday legally.
This time, the Chinese government issued me a passport. I take it as their way of admitting that I have the right to go back home. But still, I'm not 100% sure there would not be trouble if I go home.
Yang Zhenli is a permanent resident here in the U.S. and says he was lucky that his family lives in the congressional district of Barney Frank. The Massachusetts Democrat chairs the House Committee on Financial Services and played a key role earlier this year when Yang was released from jail but unable to get out of Beijing.
We hadn't had any movement. It was frustrating to us. He was being held there kind of as a stateless person. First they imprisoned him for going into the country, then they were torturing him by not letting him out of the country.
So Frank quietly asked Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson to raise the case during a recent trip to China. Frank credits Paulson with resolving Yang's case.
I wish I could think it was part of a broader trend. I hope it will become one. But at this point, it took that high level of intervention.
One of Frank's colleagues, Congressman Tom Lantos of California, said the spotlight is on China now as Beijing prepares to host the 2008 Olympics.
This can be a year of a breakthrough in Chinese human rights policy.
At today's news conference, neither Yang Zhenli nor the members of Congress connected his release to the Olympics, but they did warn China that they intend to use this time before the Games to keep up the pressure on Beijing to release other prisoners and clean up a poor human rights record. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.